All of us, regardless of our culture or background, history, or the way we're raised, all of us have six needs that we must meet. Six specific emotional needs. And they are not things that we want. They are things we have to meet. And everyone in this room finds a way to meet these needs at some level, at least the first four. The first four are called the fundamental needs. The last two are the primary needs. If you meet the first four, you survive. If you meet the final two, you're fulfilled. Most people live in survival, not in fulfillment. Now, something happens, and if it gives us pleasure, it's because that pleasure somehow relates to meeting one of these needs. And we remember it, and we developed a model. Another word for a model of the world might be a strategy, or a philosophy of life, a game plan, right? A winning formula. These are all phrases to describe what we do. We figure out what works and we want to do it again and again. We figure out what hurts and want to avoid it, so we do the same things to avoid it again and again and again. Now there's a problem with this. When these events happen throughout our life, do we always correctly evaluate what the real cause of the problem was? You had a relationship, it ended, it was painful. It hurt you. You felt a loss of love, one of the six human needs. You feel a sense of uncertainty. You feel insignificant. You lost your significance, another human need. That's called pain, baby. Your needs seem to disappear. In that moment, do most people figure out that the reason this happened is because, not because relationships are painful, or men are horrible, or women are horrible, but because right now I have not found a better way to communicate, or we have different values, or this person's in a different place. We come up with the fastest answer we can just so we can feel certain. So now let's say this person links up men equal pain, women equal pain. Now their model of the world is avoid relationship. How many follow this? But is there a part of them that craves love and connection, yes or no?
Yes.
Because that's another need. So their needs say relationship is a way to do this, but their brain says, my model of the world says relationship equals pain, so they take two steps forward and three steps back. Or they get in the relationships going really well, and all of a sudden they start to sabotage. They go, why did I do that? I must hate myself. And then you develop another belief. I sabotage myself. I hate myself. Now you've got more limitations, and it's harder to get directly to what you really want to be. How many follow this? Okay? So what happens here is, when you are doing this, this stuff over years collides until pretty soon, some of the things you do help you to succeed, right? Most of this room have models of the world, aspects of our philosophy, our strategy, our game plan, our winning formula. We have aspects of that that really, really work. How many feel like there are areas of your life, man, you really have a good mastery over, whether it's a sport or raising your children or being happy or your body or money? How many got an area you feel strong about? Say I. That area, it works well. But other areas, it doesn't. It's kind of like, you know, the lawyer who is a prosecutor. And the prosecutor every day is paid, or a litigator, to go out and be aggressive against other human beings, to see it as us versus them, to tear the other side apart. Now, are they rewarded for this, yes or no?
Yes.
They get a lot of significance. In fact, the better they are at tearing people down, the higher up they go in the firm. The more money they make, which gives them more certainty and more freedom, other human needs, right? They might get a lot of acknowledgement and connection, maybe even love for being that way. So now they're trained, their nervous system is trained to do this. Now they go home to try to be in a relationship, and they do what they're trained to do. They put the other person on the stand. Whoa, wait. I thought you said you put the cap completely on. When did you buy the milk? Right? And the next thing, the person with them's like, excuse me. You know, it's like, and they can't figure out why the relationship doesn't work. How many follow this? Say I. So sometimes we develop models of the world that are inaccurate. Sometimes we develop models of the world that are accurate for one part of our life, but totally destructive for others, but we go there because we're so well trained. So one of the reasons I took up Aikido is a martial art, if you're not familiar with it, it's totally non-combative. Aikido is if somebody comes to throw a punch at you, you go, ah, thank you. It's not force. Like I have a black belt in Taekwondo, which is, you know, that kind of stuff. But this is so much more elegant because I'm looking at the stage of my life, what I want to do, and saying, okay, I've maximized that model. I can run through that wall. I can get people to run through that wall. But now can I do it more elegantly? Right? Do you follow me on this? Same thing with golf. More is less. So I'm expanding because some of my model that's so powerful in one context is not as powerful in another. And it's good for me to see that. So now I now have to shift instantaneously from one model to the next, right? It's very different. Playing polo is different than playing golf. Going 35 miles an hour on the back of a horse, totally blind, someone coming to hit you is different than lining up like twink. You know, it's a different thing. So I want to make sure that we can expand your model of the world so you have more choices and you can go, this is perfect for this, this is perfect for that, instead of this is who I am and that's it. No, I'm this, and 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 I'm that, and I'm this, and I'm that. I'm all these things. Wherever it's appropriate, and being able to do it consciously instead of reactively. Does this make sense metaphorically to you, yes or no?
Yes.
So, as we look at this, you'll hear me, but more importantly, I'm gonna get you to start to say, ah, that's how they try to meet this need. Ah, and I'll tell you something else. Many of you found one way to meet these needs. Let's talk about these needs for a quick moment. How many of you know the six human needs? Let me see your show of hands. How many do not know the six human needs? Raise your hands. Wow, okay, quite a few. Well, let's review them for a moment so everybody's on the same page.